Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
For us, golf is simple. It's a chance to get out and have some fun with our friends. But inevitably, little things have a way of ruining it. The group ahead is taking forever, you can't find the fairway with a map, and the bev cart is nowhere to be found. And the best way to make a bad day better is Fireball Whiskey. You get their nips, the little shooters. They are great. Makes bad day way, way, way better. Make sure to grab the new Fireball Birdie Shot Club. It's literally a golf club filled with Fireball nips. Put it in your bag. It'll fit right in that side pocket. Drink Fireball nips and have a great time on the golf course.
Reveille, reveille, reveille. Welcome back to another edition of Zero Block 30. Today we have two rounds of the magazine. Round number one, the Army Strong ads are already down, and this time it isn't because the Army wanted to change it like they do their socks every single month. Lots of bad stuff going on.
Bad stuff. Many million dollar campaign down the drain.
Yeah, just one commercial was $2.2 million this week.
I'll say this, that's not good for Army Intel, is it?
It's not. It is not. Round number two. Politicians are saying that TikTok is essentially a nuclear bomb from China, and it's going to ruin our country, ruin our children, and ruin everything in between. That being said, I'll never stop using.
I'll scroll until my brain melts into a jelly.
I absolutely will. I love that little warning, like, hey, you've been scrolling too long. You want to take a break? I'm like, fuck you, dude. I'm a grown-ass man. I'll take a break whenever I feel like
that's right.
Mm-hmm. Don't tell me what to do. Don't tell me my business. Exactly right. Devil woman, get out of here. You don't tell me what to do.
Don't put it out with your boot.
Yeah. All right. Yep. Let's get going with the show. We got to talk about a lot of stuff to cover today. A lot of stuff. What do we got, Kate? Today's show is brought to you by our good friends at Proper Wild. If you suffer from symptoms of ADHD like I do, which includes a lack of focus, no productivity, your brain is constantly wandering all around the joint. You need a little direction. My friends, you need to check out Proper Wild's Clean All Day Energy Shot. Proper Wild uses organic caffeine stacked with L-theanine, which has been clinically shown to boost that energy, focus, productivity without all the jitters or the crash. There's no preservatives, no artificial sweeteners, no horrible chemicals, just a natural tasting energy shot with clean ingredients that work. I love it. This weekend, my wife, he was out of town. It was me, the kids. We are playing a little bit of FIFA, actually, getting FIFA'd on, and Cardi was going all over the place. I was going all over the place. I sat down and had a little Proper Wild, and I was ready to go for the next four or five matches. High energy level, high stakes. We were Barcelona. Things were getting heated, but not as heated as they are when my heart starts warming up thanks to the old Proper Wild. Go to properwild.com/Barcelona to try Proper Wild for 30% off.
Okay, context Katie here for round number one.
All right.
Here we go. Okay. So earlier this year, someone sent out a tweet about an up-and-coming actor who was allegedly a real bad apple. Okay? So here's the tweet. And they kept it kind of, this person, A.B. Allen, who's also an actor, director, I guess, in small little ways. There's a particular actor, relatively new on the scene, who Twitter has violently fallen head over heels for, who in actuality is a vicious, cruel, abusive human being, both professionally and in his own personal life. And every new viral thirst tweet about him drives me insane.
At first, I saw this, I was like, they better not be talking about Spider because he is lovely as the dick.
Our own Spider at work?
Yeah, because loves him.
Everybody loves him. So he's saying this person's starting to blow up and there's all these thirst traps going around to the guy, like, you know, all these fan accounts. And every time he sees it, he knows that this person is a bad guy, allegedly, and it's making him crazy. And so then there's lots of speculation underneath. If you read the comments on it, which his account's private now and it's now been deleted and everything. But I was reading all the stuff and a bunch of people were naming the same name. They'd heard the same scuttlebutt. And it turned out to be about 33-year-old actor Jonathan Majors. He's been in Spike Lee's To Five Bloods, HBO's Lovecraft Country, Creed 3. He portrayed Kang the Conqueror and several other variants of the character in Ant-Man and the Wasp and Quantumania. And he was truly starting to blow up on the scene. Marvel movies, all that stuff. Like, he
also,
was...
he was in that movie Devotion about the true story of the pilots in Korea and received the Medal of Honor. Yeah.
He's been in a lot of big stuff, starting to get lead roles in things, but like he's truly starting to have a moment and blow up. Well, that old tweet is blowing up now because on Saturday, this past Saturday here in Manhattan, Majors was charged with assault and harassment after what police in New York described as a domestic dispute. And when that news came out and, you know, all the major news sites tweet and put on social media these things, a million comments under all these news sites being a lot of people saying, oh, I knew that. I knew he was like that, blah, 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 blah.
And wait, so let me just say, if you ever get in this situation where one of your tweets goes viral or people are coming at you, one of the biggest mistakes you can make for yourself is your own PR program is going private or deleting your account. Like, those are big mistakes. You just got to sign off for like a week and just let it go. Because if you go private, then when you come off private, you're bringing it all up again. So just let it wash out and be done with it.
Well, he's speaking now about this guy, Tim Nicolai, who once the news came out on Saturday, he was one of many people to do a thread about things he knew or heard about Jonathan Majors. So he said, I'm just going to say this about Jonathan Majors and be done with it. Folks at Yale and the broader New York City community have known about him for years. He's a sociopath and abuser, and that is how virtually everyone speaks about him. It's a shame it took him this long to be reported. I'm already seeing a bunch of, this is a whole thread of, why didn't you do anything? Folks, people have tried, ultimately needed a victim to come forward. It's simultaneously awful to know he's still doing this and a relief that he may never get to do it again. A bunch of us are close with people, and sometimes multiple people, he has directly harmed. I don't know if they will speak on it. It's completely their decision. And right away, and understandably so, if like you look at the big picture, a lot of people in the Black community were like, as soon as we have someone who starts to shine, people come out of the woodwork and try and tear him down. Where's the proof? I want the receipts. Like, these are all, because a lot of the tweets saying, oh yeah, I'd heard this too, were just kind of gossip and rumors with no hard facts. So people are like, where's the fucking hard facts?
Also, I think people don't want to see that, right? Because I think a lot of times
it's hard. Yeah.
With actors, especially, people see clips from an interview or they see a movie and they fall in love, like we're talking about here, with the individual. So they don't want to believe when, you know, one thing is said, it's like, oh, okay, when multiple people are corroborating the same story.
Yep.
And I have some friends who work in the Hollywood circle. It's a smaller circle than you think.
Oh, yeah.
So it's very plausible that a lot of people have worked with him and had the same experience.
And it's a waterfall thing. It's fear. It's like Harvey Weinstein. Like,
yeah,
it took one person to come forward and then the floodgates opened. It took this police report to come out and the floodgates have opened, kind of thing.
Too. Yeah.
Right. So what does this have to do with the military, you might ask? Well, the Army just had to pause its new multi-million-dollar advertising campaign on Sunday after its featured actor was arrested the day before. And who was that? Jonathan Majors. He stars as the on-screen narrator in the first wave of the Be All You Can Be advertisements, faces charges of assault, strangulation, and harassment. It was in the Chelsea neighborhood at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Police found a 30-year-old woman with injuries to her head and neck. And that ain't good.
So none of the surrounding information, and we're not making fun of that situation.
No, no.
Terrible to be involved in. Everything that happened to this guy deserved to happen. That being said, the after effects of what happens, we probably are going to make fun of a little bit because the guy just he fucked up big time.
Yeah. According to a statement, evidence includes video footage and witness testimony. So
that's all you need.
There's video. It is what it is. In the arrest's wake, the Army threw the brakes on its rebranding campaign. And I mean, this campaign just came out, what, like last week?
Yeah, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it. It's all over social media. It's being pushed everywhere. And he was the star of it. Mm-hmm. The U.S. Army is aware of the arrest of Jonathan Majors, and we are deeply concerned about the allegations, said Laura DeFrancesco. This is a serious topic. No, I went to church with the Laura DeFrancesco growing up. She's lovely.
Good context.
Spokesperson for the Army Enterprise Marketing Office. While Majors is innocent until proven guilty, prudence dictates that we pull the ads until the investigation into these allegations is complete. And this also comes at a time when it's a terrible time for this to happen obviously ever.
Anytime, but yeah.
You
but
have
we know
the
what you mean.
Army dealing with the Vanessa Guillen case and all these other cases, and so many women speaking out now on social media who serve in the armed forces saying this shit's still a problem. There's still all these abusive men in the ranks, blah, blah, blah.
It's got its tentacles on the entire military because there's a huge recruiting bust essentially all across. They were definitely pushing this as like to get new people in because the trailers were fucking badass. Like the ones that they did, they were awesome and they looked really good. And then the next thing you know, like the amount that one, the person that got this dude to do it was probably walking around like cock of the walk, getting somebody who is moving their way up through Hollywood. And then this happens. Like you're just like, fuck, man.
Well, so that's probably part of it too, is people probably said, some people probably don't know who Jonathan Majors is. That's reality.
I'll be honest,
exactly.
I had no idea.
But that's part of it, I think, because he's not on the top of the consciousness for everybody. He was probably affordable. You can't go get Denzel Washington to do this. Maybe Denzel's not a great idea because he'd probably do it for free. But you can't get a lot of named actors because of what their quote is and what they're going to cost you to be in these commercials. So they're like, all right, let's get this dude and we're going to time it. It timed up perfectly with the release of Creed 3. So he's like consciousness for everybody in the country. This will be perfect. Like, oh, there's the dude from Creed 3. They spent millions and millions of dollars.
He's fucking good.
He's talented. Yeah. He's an absolutely talented actor. But I mean, this is just so unfortunate for the Army. I don't blame the Army for this.
Yeah, I would say for the woman first, but
well, no, yeah, certainly for the
that goes without saying. Yeah,
goes without saying. Like this is horrible.
But you
got to
say it, or we get fucking roasted.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Absolutely. Sorry, we don't condone domestic violence in any way, shape, or form. That's horrible that this happened to her and probably other individuals as well. And I really feel bad about that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
but it's just really unfortunate because they were like coming out full steam with the Be All You Can Be. We're bringing it back. We're saying it again. It's going to be awesome. And then this happens only like a week and change into this brand new campaign that was millions and millions of dollars. Not to mention, I mean, probably 6 months to a year, maybe longer of prep and work that went into this. It wasn't like, hey, we filmed the commercials in a month and we're good to go. There were definitely meetings upon meetings for probably close to a year, if not longer, on rolling this strategy out.
I bet it has to be at least $50 to $100 million campaign. I mean, if one single commercial was $2.2 million
during March Madness, 30-second spots were going for $2.2 million, and that commercial was overworked.
This ad campaign, March Madness, the next couple of months had to be $50 to $100 million to include like the production that was involved. Cause it wasn't like somebody took their iPhone out there and made it. It was a huge
These are like full blown, like short films almost
for four or
with,
five
like,
minutes.
The explosions
long.
And you know, all the resources and vehicles. It was unbelievable. So well done. Mm-hmm. And now it's not even like they can edit him out either. Right. Like they can't Photoshop somebody else in. They're just, all
they
basically
might be
a waste.
Able to do a deep fakes. They could probably put
possibly.
Like,
no,
Natalie
you're probably
Portman
right.
There, and you wouldn't.
Yeah, maybe Natalie Portman.
Well,
service officials couldn't answer whether they would speed up the next round of advertisements in the works for the campaign. A senior marketing official told Army Times the next commercials weren't supposed to be here till August, so they're not done yet. They're not ready. And I heard those were featuring Chris D'Elia, that comedian, which terrible news. Also a pervert.
Bill
also
Cosby
a bad guy.
Too. He's going
to
be.
Yeah, it's terrible. They're going to have to rethink all of it.
They're like, he did a great job with Jell-O and pudding. Let's just get him on this.
The thing I wonder, so many people, like all I had to do, you know me, I'm like an expert at digging around on social media.
Well,
like
yeah,
Justin Roiland of Rick and Morty, when I did a blog about that, I found tweets going back decades from the actual victims or the actual people he creeped on and preyed on. With actual receipts and proof going back. It was like this open secret that everyone knew all the way to the top. They had to have known. And I always wonder how, I know there's power dynamics, but I'm like, how do they make it this far? Like, I'm not blaming the Army, but that scuttlebutt, people know, man, people.
Well, even before it gets to the Army, Kate, how does he continue to get work? Right. How did Harvey Weinstein
like,
continue to make
supersedes
movies?
Supersedes everything.
Yeah.
I mean, it just really does. Like, look at baseball players, NFL players, like that have done horrific shit that come back to the NFL. It's not because the NFL is forgiving. It's because these people are uber talented.
And you want to just like, well, give them one more chance. And then if they do it again, you know, blah, blah, blah. But
he'll
like,
make
my
movie
just
a star. So there you go. Like,
but especially for the Army, man, you think it'd be a big background search, man, beforehand. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like they don't have the skill set. They do secret clearances all the time. Like, just get some of those bubbas and ladies on that and get it done with.
So
just super unfortunate. And the worst, not the worst part, but one of the other things too, like, let's say he gets cleared of these charges, because I obviously he's going to fight the charges. Let's say he gets cleared of them. Doesn't
and
matter.
People that, drop charges a lot of times too, because the hassle isn't worth the drama for them and everything they went through.
Will not matter. If it's on video, no one gives a shit, because the charges against what's his face that played for the Carolina Panthers, that threw his girlfriend on a stack of guns and all that shit.
Yeah.
And he was MMA fighter too.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, I know who you're talking about, and I'm
Greg Hardy.
The name.
Greg Hardy. Like, if they didn't have pictures and video evidence, all that shit got dismissed. The criminal side of it. That, I mean, one of the ways that happens when you have money, you could pay somebody off to drop the charges.
I just feel bad for the Army. I do, because they put a lot of money, time, effort into this. It came out great, and now this.
Yes, motherfuck me. This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. Getting to know yourself can be a lifelong process, especially because we're always growing and changing. I feel like I've been 10 different... The other day, Connor and I were talking that I've been married for 14 years, and we thought, trying to put it in perspective of, do you remember what the first 14 years of your life felt like? It felt like it took forever. The 14 years of my marriage doesn't seem so. And then there's a 14-year gap in the middle of all that. I'm basically old and need somebody to talk to about getting old, and therapy is all about deepening your self-awareness and understanding, because sometimes we don't know what we want or why we act the way that we do until we go through things with a therapist. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist who could take you on that journey of self-discovery from wherever you are. I've been in therapy for a long time. I talk about it on this show all the time. I think I've been in for about 12 years. Probably should have been in for about 40, but I've been doing it for about 12 years. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Discover your potential with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/zero today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/zero. All right, let's move on to round number two, the Congress. It's so funny watching Congress try to talk tech stuff, like with actual tech people, when these old, like these 70-year-old congressmen are like, so let me get this straight. Can China look inside my Wi-Fi?
That's the questions that they pose. Yes.
What about my router? Is China inside my router right now? Like,
dude,
no.
That's literally verbatim.
Right.
Some of the one dude was like, well, you're born up. What's his face?
Oh, when he was like,
raised in China. You're CCP, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, actually I'm from Singapore. Yeah, I'm not from. It was just every single question was like old man yelling at cloud who didn't under. And somebody at Barstool tweeted like, why?
Quiggs
was like, why can't we have actual tech experts come in and ask the questions? And the Congress people sit there and listen and absorb it instead of them.
They have aides that do all that shit.
Right. Like, what the fuck? Anyways, here we go. Round number two. Congress and the Biden administration are currently considering bans or requiring changes to ownership for the popular app TikTok. Their concerns stem from the app's current Chinese ownership group and issues around data security for American users, as well as the potential spread of false information to Americans by foreign actors. And, I mean, it is a great concern. That is a very real concern. Right. They control our algorithms. We're watching it like zombies 24 hours a fucking day.
Algorithms are like fucking gorilla glue in their hair. And then China's are like essentially people doing algebra.
Yeah. And what we tell them about what we watch, what we like, what tells them everything about our society, which can help them craft better psyops and shit, whatever it is they
propaganda
do against us. I don't know. Help them. It's going to help them develop a better balloon to fly over here eventually.
True, yeah. Good point.
Anyways, here's five reasons veterans and military families should be concerned about TikTok. One, securing sensitive information. So TikTok's parent company, ByteDance, can access and record every keystrokes made by American users on their phones, even when the app is not being used. As a result of a 2017
Chinese... fucking insane. Like, there's been times that I've uploaded stuff to our TikTok, and I'll press send, and then within a second be like, your music passed copyright, your music passed photo copyright. And you're like, oh my God, dude. In 1 second, you found
every
single clip that's ever existed, and this is the only time that it's like that. Nuts.
Yeah. And are you saying they've read every argument Pat and I've had? And that's embarrassing.
I would bet, yeah.
Sheesh. All I'm saying is put the toilet seat down. Pat, I live here too.
Yeah.
Anyways, as a result of 2017 Chinese cybersecurity law, ByteDance could be compelled to share data with the government. Thus, Beijing could collect sensitive info and be given a powerful tool for espionage against American targets. For military families, that could include data that endangers OPSEC, such as unit movements and timelines, training details. Look, and I mean, MilTalk is a huge thing. No, military are all over TikTok. For these reasons,
and
the U.S. Army...
And by the different branches of service. They could say all they want to. We don't want government agencies on TikTok. You supply that. You're allowing people that are active duty members in uniform to go, like sergeants major. Like, you have a major that's super popular on there. All kinds of officers enlisted alike. Like, they're on there recruiting, and you're like, nah, we don't want them. You can't have it on your cell phone. What's the fucking difference? There is no difference.
So the Army banned TikTok on government-owned devices in 2019, and all government employees face similar restriction as of last December. Two, protecting military kids. Military kids are also high-value targets because they have the ability to unintentionally or accidentally provide sensitive info as a result of their everyday lives. The children of service members and vets could be specifically targeted, and TikTok's core audience skews younger than most of the social media apps and networks. Phishing, location tracking, all that stuff could be real bad. Number three.
If you want more information about that tech side, just DM Kyle, like that son of a gun.
Our old producer.
He'll love to tell you that shit.
Yep. Three, insulating against misinformation. Because veterans and military families enjoy a high level of trust among the American among the American public, they have a responsibility to be thoughtful about the kind of info they share.
I thought that part was bullshit. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah. An increasing number of adults today get their news from TikTok. Social. Yeah.
Let me tell you something. The worst thing I hate to hear. I was reading the other day. It's like, oh yeah, where'd you read that? Oh, I saw it on TikTok. Yeah,
that was me about 5 minutes ago on the show when I told you about all the airplanes landing at Warren Buffett's house. At the end, we did our save rounds. Anyway.
Hockey is on. And no matter the city, no matter the team, no matter the game, whether it's face-off or penalty shots, regular season or playoffs, win or lose, no matter what happens, no matter where it happens, New Amsterdam Vodka is there.
Yes, a ton of misinformation going out across TikTok on a wide array of things. When I first had my son, I thought I was going insane because my whole algorithm was parenting advice and it was all this crazy mom shit and I should be doing this and I shouldn't be doing that and blah, 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 blah. And I talked to my doctor. He was like, you need to put your fucking phone down. You need to put your fucking phone down because you're in crazy town now.
Anyway, every night I'm supposed to bathe my baby like one of those Russian priests.
I'm supposed to dunk him upside down and the whatever. Otherwise, he's not going to sleep.
Okay. Yeah.
But there's so much misinformation out there. And like, I was susceptible to it. Yeah, it's crazy. And picture that with the military and military families. That could be a real bad thing.
Not to mention, you can have all kinds of TikTok things that are just flat out dangerous. Like, there's certain things that come out on TikTok, like the different trends. I went back through some articles about some of the craziest TikTok trends that there have been. And some of them are legitimately insane. So I went and found, I think I put down 9 of them. So we'll go through them pretty fast. But if you're a TikTok user, you will 1000% remember these crazy things.
Yeah, one was the NyQuil chicken. And that was basting chicken in cold allergy medicine NyQuil. It was eat your chicken and feel better, I guess. I don't know. But a ton of people were doing this. This was a big trend. Then Gorilla Glue Girl, Louisiana's Tessica Brown cemented her place on TikTok stupidity by slathering her hair with Gorilla Glue. Whole thing, Gorilla Glue. She had to get her hair surgically removed off.
That one was funny. It's like a Marine after boot camp and she has her hair pulled back in the tightest bun. She did that, but instead of gel, she put Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue, and had to have her whole scalp surgically removed.
Took her weeks too to get it off.
Took a long, long time. And there's always copycats. The DIY mm-hmm. vampire fangs. This past Halloween, there was a bunch of cringeworthy clips depicting various bozos struggling to remove fake chompers after using super glue and other adhesives.
I mean, honest to God, the super glue one, the Gorilla Glue one, if you do that, in a way, you deserve what you get.
Absolutely. If you deserve, don't know,
that's Darwin.
You don't need to be smart to know, wait a second, I shouldn't put super glue anywhere on my body.
Especially my teeth. Like, it takes forever to get it off your fucking fingers. Your teeth with vampire stuff.
Oh, I pity the command that has a bunch of boots hanging around the smoke pit with a Gorilla Glue bottle, because there's going to be two penis tips glued together. Two penis tips. Tooth filling.
Hey there, fucking Gorilla Glue. Come here.
Amateur cosmetologists, they're all over TikTok for a wide array. Here's how you can break your own nose and fix it without going to the... Here's how you can do... Like, I'm telling you, cons, I'm telling you, people are, like, giving TikToks on how to do your own, like, surgeries and shit. Like, if you can get a hold of XYZ, you can give yourself a butt lift, man.
But some of them are really good tips, like taking wax paper to get the water droplets off your faucet. That works.
Well, the tooth filing one, this trend was showing people how to file their teeth with nail files to get them more even and to get them to look right.
Again,
and then
you deserve it. If you do that one, you deserve it.
Yeah. The dental community started seeing these patients and being like, why the fuck did you smooth all your teeth down, you moron? You've irrevocably destroyed your teeth.
Right.
The face wax challenge. The procedure includes caking a patient's face, including their eyes, with gloopy green wax, like you're in a House of Wax horror movie.
You're Brazilian wax in your entire face.
You just put two Q-tips in your nose and then everything's covered with wax and they peel your entire face. Terrifically traumatic for the skin, but then people go into the salons requesting that. Well, I want the full face thing I saw on TikTok.
And I like watching.
Estheticians are like, yeah. Erection cream pout plumper.
I hadn't heard of this one, but it's good.
Yeah,
I was reading it before to make sure that it's not unbelievably.
Chaps one. Basically, creams and lotions that make your dong hard.
Mm-hmm.
People putting them on their faces, making their lips puffier, making their lips more erect.
You're gonna get some of this dick lips.
But your lips lead to your mouth, which leads to the inside of your body. This could cause blood pressure fluctuations, possible heart problems. You don't want that stuff in your mouth. Mm. Keep it on your ding dong.
That's right. Ding dong only.
The corn cob challenge, which put corn on a drill bit, spin it as fast as you can, put your mouth over it, try and eat the corn as fast as you can.
That would shoot my teeth across the room. Without a doubt, my teeth would be gone.
It's a good way to maybe choke. Okay. That's too much corn. That's simply too much corn.
There's gone.
The dipping challenge, after months being bored in the house during the pandemic, men voluntarily slam dunked their penises into small containers of soy sauce in hopes of tasting the same. I did this one too. Well, okay.
What?
I pretended to do this
one. Is there something else? Kate's got fucking nuts.
I pretended to put my flaps in soy sauce. And I said, oh my God, you can taste. But this was the thing. If you soaked your balls.
UTI, Kate.
I did. If you soak your balls in a condiment that you can taste the condiment. So guys were doing it, being like, I'm in the car with the soy sauce. Okay, here it goes. I'm putting it on my balls. And then be like, oh my God, I can really taste it. And so people really started doing it and trying to taste it.
Yeah, I did it with mustard. Balls. Just painted them with mustard. And I was like,
it turns out it doesn't work. And good luck getting mustard off your boxers. That's tough.
Oh, yeah.
The coronavirus challenge, people licking things like toilet seats, city puddles.
Not just toilet seats, plain
bathroom seats. Saying, I can't taste anything anyway. Whatever.
Disgusting.
Don't do it. So yeah, a lot of crazy shit out there.
So that's why they wanted to get rid of it. What do you guys feel about the government having the ability to come in and ban a private business? Because
it's a very slippery slope.
It is, right? Like having the government, you at the same time that everyone is talking about free speech, you wanting to censor an entire social media platform. Interesting.
However, when said free speech potentially makes us susceptible to harm, that's where that line is, I think.
Look at Facebook and what Russia did.
Right. I think that if you're going to talk about propaganda, we just got to get rid of social media altogether. I mean, because on every single app, it's strong. Like if you go even our page, like we're pretty consistent to be normals. Like we're not like vet bros or anything like that. But you go to our social media, the comments, you'll see pro Russia shit. You'll see fucking pro China. You'll see all that stuff no matter where you go, even if it's in like a safe space, which is a terrible term to use, of like our Instagram account that isn't radicalized in any way.
Yeah, it's wild. But you're right, though. It is freaky. Like it is. Yeah.
I just think if you are willing to do any of these obscene challenges, or if you're willing to only exclusively get your news from TikTok, you should have to wear something on your person, like a patch or something that says
like a scarlet letter. Like
a scarlet letter. Yes, that's exactly what I was getting at. Just so I know, like, okay, I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say about anything. Because you don't.
Well, that's unfair to me and Kate Cons. You're part of the podcast.
That is what we do. Yeah.
So
I don't see you licking toilet seats, Chaps. All right.
Not now, because I'm retired. But before, you'd have okay. seen me all over that potty, butter. Like I'd all have been now. In that shit. Today's show is also brought to you by our friends at Cross Country Mortgage. Buying a home can be one of the hardest things you can do. You need the best support available to get through it. That's why we're a big fan of Cross Country Mortgage. They're dedicated to getting you into your dream home and will stick with you in the trenches until it's done. Cross Country Mortgage has a team of loan officers dedicated to getting it done and finding you the best possible loan terms available. They have average close time of 21 days, which is ridiculously fast. They got a wide variety of loans, which means they have got everything to cover everyone. With huge variety of projects, they cover everything from renovations to refinances and everything in between. When you want someone you trust by your side every step of the home buying process, which is always, you need Cross Country Mortgage. They'll have your back from the beginning to the end and are dedicated to getting it done. Go to CrossCountryMortgage.com so Cross Country Mortgage can take care of you through the home buying process. Again, that's CrossCountryMortgage.com/Barstool. Cross Country Mortgage LLC, NMLS 3029. All loans are subject to underwriting approval. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. All right, let's move on to a little news roundup. I saw this one. We won't take too long, but this one's really interesting. And those people that are against Ukraine, like supplying Ukraine, this is, I think, your best argument yet, even more so than the money.
Yeah, so the United States' commitment to support Ukraine against Russian invasion appears to have rattled the stability of the domestic stockpile of missiles and munitions. The Biden administration promised, as part of a $33 billion military aid package, rounds of artillery, rockets, tank rounds. Like,
so that's 200,000.
Over 200,000.
So in this, okay. And not total, in the next round of the aid, the $33 billion, it's 200,000 artillery yeah. rounds.
And in fulfilling those promises, the order is placed. They got to fulfill it. The New York Times reported the U.S. has sent Ukraine so many stockpiled Stinger missiles that it would take 13 years of production at recent capacity to replace them for ourselves. Raytheon, the company who's getting
a long time,
oh,
by the way.
Fuck yeah. This is the best shit to ever happen to us. Raytheon, that helps make Javelin missile systems, said it would take 5 years to replace all their shit. And basically, yeah, the U.S. produces just over 14,000 rounds of 155-millimeter ammunition every
yeah.
month. Yeah. And Ukrainian forces have previously fired that many rounds in the span of 48 hours. So basically, supply and demand, we're supplying.
This is two things. I think this is a strong point for two things. One, people that don't want the Ukraine support to continue, which I do, but I don't. A lot of people don't. And number two, I forgot number two for a second. Oh, the military industrial complex, like people who are real firm believers that Raytheon and all that perpetuate. We've said it on this show very specifically that I think that the reason why we're supporting so much is because we already have those contracts in place. Like, that's the reason why I think that
when you say
so
we,
real.
Who are you talking about?
The United States of America. Like, I feel okay. like us as a country, we have this through the government and DOD contracts because we do farm out things like that, like planes and weaponry. This doing this much and paying Raytheon, because Raytheon isn't doing this out of the goodness of their own heart.
No, definitely not.
Like
no.
They're going to have this and they're going to have to do overtime. They're going to have to get more workers, all that shit. And then Sleepy Joe comes out. What's wrong with it? It grows the economy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's perfect. It's a mess.
Let's move on to some save rounds and alibis. Catherine, today we will start with you, my friend.
I got nothing.
Nothing.
Once again, I'm not going to that gym. I joined that gym. I went one time. I still haven't been. I'm so desperate to get in some kind of shape and build a core, and I just can't do it. If anyone has any tips for feeling motivated, if anybody can motivate. No, that makes me feel gross just singing it.
Yeah, that was a little much, Kate. I think you know that.
Yeah, I guess I'm just never going to go. That's that. I have nothing else.
How much money did you waste this time?
Yeah.
A lot.
No, it's can't say that amongst friends.
No.
It's like $50 a month. And
Oh, that's not a lot. Okay. Not for a gym.
Well, I mean, it's a gym in an old bank with no showers, and all the machines are from the 80s.
Why not just go to Planet Fitness? Oh, Planet Fitness is the one that Bam
because this
last time.
I can see this gym from my apartment. It's like the only business I can see is that gym. So I sit there looking at it, hating myself.
Why would you do that?
Hating
to
myself.
Even worse.
And that's why I joined it.
Oh, well done, Kate.
Thank you.
I mean, you should just to do anything. You don't have to be like super fitness person.
I know myself.
Counts,
I'm not going to go.
The thought that counts, Kate. You're doing great. Cons, right. What about you?
I had a really nice Saturday, and it was all by myself because, I mean, so much of my social calendar and certainly life calendar is being consumed for preparing for a baby and looking for a house, and that stuff's all well and good. It was just nice to do some things on my own. I took myself to breakfast. I went to a car dealership. I went to a very nice cigar lounge.
You're already a fucking dad. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Like that was the most. I went to the car dealership, sat around, got a coffee, saw Rick there, told him what's up. Hey, Rick.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Cons, what's going on? You still driving that Mustang, you piece of shit?
Yeah, they let me hang out and they didn't kick me out or anything. It was great. Free coffee. It was fantastic.
Were you in your robes?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Now, are you looking at town and countries or caravans?
Neither. Actually, I won't say that the make and model, but there's one vehicle out there that I guess I could say it, the Jeep Grand Wagoneer. Have you ever seen
that? That thing's like $100,000.
Yeah. Dude. Because Jeeps aren't that expensive, and then you bump up to that one, and it's out of this world expensive.
I looked very nice. I liked them too, and I was like, dude, I don't care how much money I make. I'm not paying fucking $100,000 for an SUV. You kidding
me? No. And luckily, like, I'm not like a car guy. Like, I like to have a car, obviously, but I'm not like so into it that I need to have a ridiculous vehicle. I really just view it more. It's so funny. You know, when you're younger, I think by and large, you look at like a car as a status symbol, right? And you have the certain car, you feel good about yourself. And then as you get older and you realize when you start paying the bills, it doesn't really matter. And no one actually gives a shit what kind of car you drive. It gets a lot easier to maintain.
That's what I like about old Warren Buffett. Like, he's one of the richest people in the world, still drives like a Honda Accord, still lives in the same house that he got like straight out of school, lives in fucking, where does he live?
Where's the fun in that?
Omaha.
I saw a TikTok this weekend about the small airport there is getting overwhelmed with private jets right now as all the rich people go to seek his advice before the crash.
I think that was fake.
I don't care, Cons. I'm sharing it. I'm spreading it.
Yeah, we don't care. Fake news is fine with us.
Introducing High Noon's all-new Vodka Iced Tea. It's time to finally ditch those sugary malt-based teas and try High Noon Vodka Iced Tea made with real vodka, real iced tea. It's non-carbonated with no added sugar and 90 calories. High Noon Vodka Iced Tea is great for any occasion under the sun. Comes in four delicious flavors you gotta try. Original, peach, lemon, and raspberry. Visit highnoonspirits.com to find a pack near you.
And then one other thing. I saw a tweet about somebody was talking about a tuxedo. And if you're a gentleman listening, and I'm curious what you both think.
Oh, they said formal weddings suck. Formal weddings suck, they said.
I think by and large, most people don't do black tie weddings anymore. If anything, it's black tie optional, which means you can wear a suit. You don't need a tux. And maybe this is a regional bias thing. I just feel like if you're over the age of 30, you should have your own tux because you're going to need one. And it's better to have one than to rent one every time.
That's the most persnickety things I've ever heard in my life. You should own a tuxedo?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Well, I think most guys, too, like they get it for their wedding. So if you get one for your wedding, you just hold on to that one.
I don't even think most people wear tuxedos anymore. I think tuxedos are going the way of religion in the United States.
Now, I'll tell you this much, though, about a black tie wedding. Yeah, there's a lot of pain in the ass stuff with it. But I'm sorry, the hors d'oeuvres are going to be fire.
Yeah, true.
Mm-hmm. So you are excited about it. Yep.
Anything else, Cons?
No, that's it.
So I was doing, for mine, I was doing a little research for the show today, and I came across this article from the Washington Post, I believe it was, or maybe it was Military Times. No, it was from Hope Sec, who does a little freelancing for the Washington Post now. And it was actually about the PEC teams that were in Afghanistan, and it was talking about the women at the VA and how they had to fight for their benefits. And initially, doctors didn't believe that they were involved in any type of actual combat action. And I saw some of the names on there in the time period, and I was like, I think our beloved Katie is in there at this time. So I went back and searched Corporal Catherine Mannion, Afghanistan, the years that you were there, and DVID, and there was a couple different articles about Kate that came up. And I have to say, Kate, I was so proud of you in that moment when I was reading it. I was like, she talks so much stuff about, and we always make fun of Katie's stolen valor, but the things that you did and the people that you were with and the importance of your mission is really remarkable. So I wanted to mention a couple of
these.
You. It says that she's originally out of the Philadelphia suburbs. Doesn't say Delco,
birds.
Which is
birds.
Yeah, it's Coatesville, apparently where
Chester
it was.
Chester County, folks. People get it confused.
But it says Mannion was assigned to the female engagement team of 3rd Battalion, 6th Marine Regiment, and she spent her time in Afghanistan interacting with Afghan women on a daily basis. She first heard about the FET team from a Marine with her parent command, Military Police Company, 1st Marine Headquarters Group, 1st Marine Expeditionary Group, blah, blah, blah. Mannion was interested in the program and intended to interact and engage with Afghan Marine or women. And it goes on to say how important the role was that not only did they talk to women, but they were kind of like the third gender out there where they could talk to the men, they could talk to the children, they could talk to the women. And some of the infantry like company commanders were talking about how integral this program was. So, Kate, I appreciate you, and I'm so proud of you for the things that you did. Legitimately awesome.
Well, that was part of those women fighting that I was looking at that article, too. We weren't allowed to say that we were going outside the wire. We weren't allowed, even in our reports, even though that was our job, we had to change all the wording and almost erase our own proof of what we were doing because we couldn't say we were doing it. And so when you get out and you're trying to get the care you deserve for what you did, it's almost hard to even prove you did it because they wouldn't let you say you did it, if that makes any sense.
That stinks.
So it's infuriating. Yeah. And a lot of people don't believe you did it because you couldn't even write the words. We couldn't say patrol. I could never say, like, all the infantry guys, I patrolled with them. I couldn't say it. I had to say, like, collecting atmospherics and stuff like that. So I was doing all the same things as them, but I couldn't. Whatever. Anyway,
and this is the part of the article I wanted to share the most. Yeah. It says, Mannion said at first their male counterpart, their male counterparts with the infantry battalions were not used to seeing female Marines in their area of operation and were unfamiliar with their exact mission. And after a while, the unit started to see what the teams do and how they operate, and they are effectively able to include the FET and work together. Mannion and other members of the FET try to keep up with the male Marines jumping over water canals and patrolling long distances. They're also able to keep up because they had strong physical training program before they arrived in country. One of the other people that she was with said of Kate, she is friendly and will sit down and use her Pashto training to talk to any Afghan woman who will listen. Mannion and her teammate found themselves in the Afghanistan compound with no interpreter, but despite the circumstances, they used the Pashto they knew before they knew it, and Afghan women surrounded the two of them. She said that they had a great time and women taught them how to dance, put on makeup, and they tried to even put on women's clothes. She is at the heart of our group. She puts all that she has into the mission, said Lance Corporal Jones, Mannion's teammate. She connects with the people very well. Well done, Kate.
Thanks. That's really nice.
Kate, doesn't that make you want to get back to the gym when they said you were like able to keep up with everybody and in great shape?
No, God, no. But that's okay. So nice to hear. Yeah, I forgot about that. So thanks, guys. Come on.
All right. That's a good way to end. Sound the retreat.
With golf season in full swing, Chevy wants to help you make the most of every drive, and the all-electric Blazer EV's bold design and dynamic performance make it the perfect electric vehicle to get you to the course in style and comfort. Chevrolet, together let's drive.